Our Place in the Universe.
Unit 1. Impact Craters. Evidence of a Violent Past.
When you look at the moon through a telescope, you can clearly see its many circular craters. These are impact craters caused by objects such as comets, asteroids, and meteorites crashing into the moon at high speed. When the solar system was younger, there were many more of these objects traveling around it, crashing into planets and moons and creating impact craters. On the Earth and on Mars, many of these impact craters have disappeared. These planets have atmospheres and surface water, so erosion changes the surface of the land. Over millions of years, erosion has worn the craters away or buried them. However, on places like the Moon and Mercury, which have no atmosphere and no erosion, the craters remain exactly as they were when they were created. The American geologist Daniel Barringer was one of the first to suggest that a crater on the Earth could be an impact crater. In Arizona, in the United States, there is a crater 1,200 meters across and 110 meters deep, with a rim rising 80 meters above the surrounding land. In the 1920s, Barringer suggested it was the result of a meteorite hitting the Earth. Most scientists did not agree, believing it had been caused by a volcano. It was not until the 1960s that it was universally accepted that some craters on the Earth are impact craters. Since then, about 170 of them have been identified, and more are being discovered. The size of an impact crater depends on the size and speed of the object that creates it, and on the geology of the surface that it hits. There are two types of impact craters. Simple impact craters are small, some only 50 meters in diameter, with a simple bowl-like shape. The crater that Daniel Barringer identified, now called the Barringer Crater, is one of these. Complex craters are larger, more than 4 kilometers across, with a more complex structure. When they were created, they had high and steep sides that collapsed, forming a shallow and uneven floor. In all cases, the object that created the crater completely vaporized on impact. The largest known impact crater on the Earth is in Mexico. The Chicxulub crater is about 180 kilometers in diameter and was formed 65 million years ago, when an asteroid 19 kilometers wide hit the Earth. The debris released into the atmosphere cooled and darkened the Earth, and this is believed to have led to the extinction of the dinosaurs. It is possible, however, that the largest impact crater on the Earth could actually be the Pacific Ocean. Many scientists believe that the Earth collided with another planet, and that this ejected a lot of the Earth's material into space, forming the Moon, while leaving a large hole that became the Pacific Ocean. Fortunately, scientists think that objects large enough to create new impact craters are only likely to hit the Earth 2 or 3 times every million years. Nevertheless, some scientists are watching the skies for comets, meteorites, or asteroids that might hit the Earth. Others are working out how they could deflect any that might be on a collision course with the Earth. Possible methods include attaching rocket engines to these objects or using a nuclear bomb to change their course.
Summary and listening practice. Read the paragraph and fill in as many blanks as you can. Then listen to the recording and fill in the rest of the blanks.
The large craters you can see on the moon are caused by objects such as comets, asteroids, and meteorites crashing into it at high speed. They are called impact craters. On the Earth and on Mars, erosion has mostly worn these craters away or buried them. The largest known impact crater on the Earth is the Chicxulub crater in Mexico. Many scientists believe that the Pacific Ocean is a huge impact crater. It is thought that impact craters are only likely to occur 2 or 3 times every million years. However, there are scientists watching the skies for anything that might hit the Earth.